This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I wonder if the wainless life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light.
I saw the light.
I saw the light.
No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy.
No more segments, your phone calls. I want to play the Steve Wozniak clip from last year, co-founder of Apple, saying the best AI isn't 1 millionth as good as an ant's brain. It's true. But the power we give AI, like a red light, it's just a switch that every few minutes changes from red to yellow to green. But you obey it. So its power is it controls you. And a red light's good. We designed it. We built it. It helps us go and come. We did it. But what if they build red lights and green lights and yellow lights in the mind that make us slaves? And that's what AI is. It does. It's not artificially intelligent. It is a fraud. And here is one of the top scientists in the world telling you that. Here it is.
The application of computers today, it should not be called intelligence. It isn't. It isn't going to get there. It isn't even close. We haven't even thought about making it as smart as the brain of an ant. We've never thought about building a computer that would say, what should I do today? You see, that's the difference with the intuition of a human brain that we really haven't gotten close to.
My mother said that when I was about 16 years old. We're standing on a beach in Cancun looking out of the storm blow in with a rainbow. She looked at me and she said, son, there'll never be a computer that can recognize beauty. That's the soul of God we have. Our capacity to commune with God and God's creation. We don't worship the creation. We worship God, but our interfacing with creation is interfacing with God. You understand that? I said, yes, Mother, I understand that. You recognize what's good and what's bad. That is sentient free will. And, oh, this phone shows me a website. This phone shows me Joe Rogan. This phone shows me Melania Trump. It shows me Bill Clinton. It shows me whoever. It shows me the NFL and a guy running people over. That's not that phone. That's a person. That's a window into what they did. And we built that. But the left tells us we're obsolete, we're done, we're over, bow down, die, go away. What a fraud! The celebration of humanity is what we need. Carlos, finishing up your point about the mask of the dehumanization and just how fundamental it is in our whole development to tell us our faces are dirty and we're bad. I mean, that is the most satanic thing I've ever seen.
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that people will not accept robots if they're trying to make them be like us or replace us.
They need to make us like robots. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. They just want us not to be able to detect the subtle cues that we use in human communication. The voice, for instance, behind the mask is not the same as the normal voice.
They don't want us to reject the driverless cars and the robot rollout that's happening now. And you're right. There's a lot of check boxes of why they do this.
Correct.
Make us obsolete, make us hate ourselves, make us feel dirty. But the biggest thing is accept the rollout of robots. And the first robot I see, the first driverless car I see is getting destroyed. The first robot I see is being destroyed. We must overthrow them now.
Yes, I will tell you that if I ever have a car that I cannot drive because it doesn't allow me to drive, and then a person crosses the street and a child runs behind that person and the car decides who to kill, I don't want to be in that car. Sorry. Okay?
And they admit AI is already deciding which group. Oh, that's a bus. It's bigger, so I'll hit it instead of the kids. Yeah, it's all sick. Yes. It's sick.
There are people out there today that are thinking artificial intelligence will replace us, and if they cannot replace us, then we integrate with it. I think this is insane, and it should be curtailed. That kind of talk.
I agree. Well, listen, among human beings. Carlos, let's declare war on them. I love you. What? War. War. Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. And it was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points, that's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off, that makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks of the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Trump's going to debate two people tonight. I'll be here live covering it at InfoWars.com/show and NewsWars.com with Dion Lorraine. Trump versus Biden with special assistance from Kristen Welker. Please join us and share that link from 2020electioncenter.com. That's the URL that's not being censored right now, 2020electioncenter.com. I want to hit a few more of your calls ahead of a special guest who's about to take over on the fall of Biden and what he's predicting is coming next. That is, of course, with the man with the website, Bishop Gators. Bishop Larry Gators will be joining us coming up. But let's get to these clips, because Trump finally had them record Leslie Stahl and 60 Minutes, but the audio is not the best. It's okay. It doesn't matter. Pretty amazing clips. Trump on suburban women, myth 145. We'll play that. Talks about why he thinks polls on suburban women are wrong. Trump says that he hopes you're right, talking about the fact that she totally fears that his supporters will actually back him. I mean, this is just amazing. Whatever they tell you is bad and dirty is what they know is victory. So let's go ahead and play these clips back to back, all three clips.
Let me ask you something about suburban women.
Yeah.
You said the other day to suburban women, can you please lie to me, please?
Oh, I didn't say that. You know, that's so misleading the way I say jokingly, suburban women, you should love me because I'm giving you security and I got rid of the worst regulation. See, the way you said that is why people think of you and everyone else as fake news. I said kiddingly, suburban women, you should love me. I got rid of a regulation that would bring low-income housing into suburbia that is destroying, that would destroy suburbia. And I said that in a joking way. The way you have it, it's like, oh, like I'm begging. I'm kidding. Play it. And I'm kidding. That is such a misleading question, Leslie.
But you're behind the suburban women in the polls.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I really doubt it. I'm saving suburbia. He's going to destroy suburbia. He's got a regulation, which I terminated, that he would put back, and even worse, that will destroy, that will bring low-income housing projects into suburbia. And women understand that, and they've really learned about it over the last 2-3 weeks. I terminated the worst regulation you could possibly have. It's gone. And suburban women appreciate it. They want security, they want safety.
Under Obama and Biden's operative, because Obama put this into law, Trump killed it, you pay in your little town to build a 10-story building, the model, it's a UN model, and then you bring in homeless people, and then you take care of them and pay for them. You can't make this up. So, continue.
I've been endorsed by almost every police department, almost every law enforcement group in the country. He's been endorsed by almost nobody. Suburban women want security.
But the polls show that you're behind.
More fake polls.
Let me look at the polls again.
The polls said Hillary was going to win 97% chance. But you hear that, oh, he's a loser. I'll vote against him. I want to be a winner. It's a giant manipulation. It's not going to work this time either. But they're still going to hold up the election and still say he lost and still cause a civil war because they work for Chi-Coms and they don't care. They never got in trouble. Continue.
I'm watching all these people jammed in together, and I'm seeing most of them without masks. And I'm wondering the message that you're sending with these pictures coming up.
Take a look. Yesterday, we were in Arizona, record-setting rallies, numbers of people like nobody's seen before. Many, many masks. I watch it.
What? We don't use to have bigger rallies.
No, these are much bigger than I ever had.
I don't want to figure out.
Just so negative. These are the biggest rallies we've ever had.
That's why Trump ended the interview.
Just coming here with a negative attitude. These are the biggest rallies we've ever had. We are having numbers like we've never had.
Tell me about
there
the
is
masks.
More, excuse me. No, but you made a statement. There's more enthusiasm right now for us than we ever had before. Ever. And
that's
you
true.
See that in a short period of time.
But what about the masks?
A lot of people are wearing masks. I mean, I looked yesterday. A lot of people, and it's outdoor. They want it outdoor.
Wear your burqa. You can't have a meeting. You're not allowed to.
She's done. CBS is done. They're all done.
Encouraging about wearing
masks. Tell people
that. You know, we just woke up and started kicking their ass the last few years. And then we think like they're striking back. Even they kill Trump, kill me, take us off the air. You're done. We're awake now. It's over. It's like we punch you back. You hit us. We fall down. There's 1,000 of us behind us. We're done, globalists. Schumer, the New World Order, Hillary, Michael Moore. You're done, you big fat degenerates. You frickin' pedophile maggots. And you know it. You smell it, too. You losers. You pieces of trash. Go back to him.
So we hand out thousands of masks.
You look out and you're not wearing them. And you don't say,
no, 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 no. Everybody behind me.
But I'm looking at other places. I'm looking at the
street. You're bad. COVID's your fault.
Right. A lot of people had masks.
A lot of people
and it was outside.
And you don't get up there and say, look.
You don't get up there and say we got to end civilization and starve 100 million people to death. You don't buy into the fraud. What are you doing? I'm on CBS. I'm Leslie Stahl.
There has never been anything like what you're witnessing now, and you'll see that soon.
Okay, but I'm asking about masks, not about.
I'm asking about masks.
I'm asking why
you commented on the size of the room. You said they're not as big as they used to be, and I'm telling you they're much bigger.
Okay, but I'm asking you now about the masks.
She wants to shut up.
Saying,
she's not a reporter. She's a globalist.
So Leslie,
we hand out masks to everybody that comes to the rally. We tell them to wear the masks.
But get that lawyer out of here. Pause. Get rid of all diving boards. Someone statistically. If you've got a diving board to pull for 10 years, statistically, somebody will break their leg. Just get rid of it. Oh, if your pool's more than 3 feet deep, someone might drown. Get rid of it. It's all lawyers. Oh, they're talking about in Austin getting rid of the greenbelt and just closing it because someone might hurt their leg. Oh, you can't have someone hike down there. They might get hurt. This is a prison they're building. This is the nanny state. And she's like, you can't have rallies, mask. But the Muslims can stab and murder and kill and burn down cities and, you know, all that's cutesy cake time. It's a joke and no one buys it. No wonder he entered into the interview. She sounds like a whimpering chihuahua that has electrodes connected to it. Just, because she can't let him talk. Continue.
No problem. No
they
problem.
Love you. They would
next
pay
question.
Attention
go ahead.
To
go
anything ahead. You said.
I hope you're right. Go ahead.
Okay. This is important. Are you going to say that you didn't say this? Because I saw you say this.
Go ahead. Oh, you're really trying to. I wish you would interview Joe Biden like you interviewed me.
Hey, pause. She's like, I know you said this, so don't try to dodge it. I mean, these people are owned by Chinese communist banks that run giant death camps. So when you look at Leslie Stahl, remember, there's just people in death camps. But she's up there, oh, I'm a liberal woman. Oh, I'm so good. All right, look, I'm out of time. I did a good job today, I think, overall. We had one caller left yesterday, and I said, get their numbers. I'm going to call them tomorrow in front of the line. Queen of conspiracy, if you'll be there, we love you. Megan, Tom, Greg, we will get to all of you. Queen of conspiracy, 11:30 tomorrow. I will open up the show with calls. Dun, 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 Queen of conspiracy. Get their numbers. I'm going to call. I'm going to have them on first thing tomorrow. Tonight, coverage starts 5 p.m. with Owen Schroyer of the debate. I will be here with Donna Lorraine when she's covering the main debate. Coverage starts at 5. What time is the actual debate, guys? You guys tell me, was it 7, 8 Central? Let me know about that. But I'll be here before the debate. I'll be here during the debate. I'll be here after the debate to take your phone calls yet again. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to just encourage you. Vitamins and minerals are great to protect yourself as a weapon against all the stuff that's going on. But what about T-shirts that spread the word and free speech? A lot of great T-shirts. The sale's about to end. $17.76 and free shipping on all T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. Triple Patriot points and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Ultra 12 to boost your body's immune system before it sells out. It's selling out very quick. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jones Show with your guest host and moderator today, Bishop Larry Gators. We are so very honored to be on America's number one television and radio show right now in the 21st century, and that is the Alex Jones Show. I'm so very honored to be back with you guys. My name is Bishop Larry Gators. I am the host and the moderator of the nationally and internationally syndicated radio show, Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, through the WOR 710 AM network, The Voice of New York. We can be heard around the world in approximately 200 countries, speaking to around between 150 million to 200 million people around the world through the iHeartRadio network and the iHeartMedia group. Now, I'm so very excited to be unpacking this powerful topic today concerning the House of Cards, the coming fall of the Biden crime family. Again, the House of Cards concerning the coming fall of the Biden crime family. Now, up until this week, I thought Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, was the most corrupt family duo in American history, but they are not. It is the Biden family. Now, it speaks of a 16th century mathematician by the name of Dr. Johannes Kepler, who once said concerning the Kepler conjecture philosophy that there is a global pattern of history that has been dispatterned by a global pattern of corruption. Again, there is a global pattern of history that has been a dispattern or dysfunction that we call the global dysfunctionality of a light pattern because of corruption. We call this chaos theory. And so we're going to examine the bloodline of the Joe Biden family, which goes back as early as the 1600s, that the Biden bloodline in connection to the Robinette bloodline were full of racist slave owners. This is going to blow your mind today concerning the House of Cards, the coming fall of the Biden crime family. Now, Joseph Robinette Biden was born in 1942, okay? His generations, going back to seven and eight generations, were brutal slave owners out of the United Kingdom, out of England, and out of Scotland, who later immigrated to the United States during the early part of the 1800s to the states of Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. Now, Senator Biden, well, Vice President Biden, is very close to a man by the name of Robert Allen Stanford. Now, Robert Allen Stanford was the creator of the Stanford Capital Management Firm. This Robert Allen Stanford is now serving a 110-year sentence, which he was convicted going back to 8 years ago, to the year 2012, because of a massive global Ponzi scheme, okay, where he had defrauded between 7 to 8 billion people, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Now, Joe Biden, including Hunter Biden and the late Beau Biden, who had died in 2015 of a brain tumor, sat on the board of the Stanford Private Equity Fund. Now, there was a famous Hollywood athlete who recently died early this year on the 26th of January in 2020. A young man by the name of Kobe Bean Bryant was defrauded out of $1.7 million by the Robert Allen Stanford Equity Fund. But the Biden sat on that board up until a year ago, okay? And now this individual, Robert Allen Stanford, is serving a massive 110-year prison sentence because of a massive Ponzi scheme in which Bo Biden, the late Bo Biden, was serving as senior counsel up until the year of 2015, right before his death. But at the same time, Bo Biden, who was serving as the lead counsel for the Stanford Equity Fund, was also the attorney general for the state of Delaware. This is a major conflict of interest. So then to understand the corrupt bloodline, natural and political, of the Joe Biden family, we have to look at this from a spiritual paradigm and then a political paradigm. And so Robert A. Stanford, who was also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Committee of 300, the Hidden Hand, was a close confidant of one Joe Biden, including James Biden, the younger brother of Joe Sleepy Creeping Sniffing Biden, who cannot remember his left foot from his right toe, another topic for another day. So then Joe Biden, James Biden, the late Bo Biden, and the crackhead Hunter Biden sat on the executive board of this Stanford private equity fund, okay, going up until the year 2014, even though 2 years prior, Robert Allen Stanford went to prison. And so then the entire Biden bloodline is connected to national and international global political corruption, as we're just kind of land this foundation concerning the crime family of one Joseph Robinette Biden. Now, it's interesting that Joe Biden is not only connected to Robert Allen on Stanford, but Joe Biden is connected to a equity fund by the name of the Paradigm Global Advisory Group. Now, in 1989, a South Korean man by the name of James Park, the son-in-law of the billionaire Sung Young-moon, of the cult of the unification movement that was created going back in 1954. Now, as a side note, James Park, who had designed and created the Paradigm Global Advisory Group, which later was bought out by Joe Biden and the Biden family in 2006. So James Park, Sung Young Moon, was closely related financially and tied to Chinese intelligence, the Ministry of State Security, which is the Chinese equivalent of the American CIA, including South Korean intelligence, connected to the National Intelligence Service. These are the people and the individuals that Joe Sleepy Creepin' Biden and his crackhead pipe of a son, Hunter Biden, are connected to. Now, when we come back from our 2 to 3 minute break concerning part two of the downfall, the coming downfall of one of the most corrupt families in American political history, it is going to blow your mind. We see you here in the next 2 to 3 minutes here with your host, Bishop Larry Gator.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low and a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off
with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is. Your body's defenses, your health, your stamina, that's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Alex Jones Show, the number one radio and television show in America and around the world. This is your guest host back with you, Bishop Larry Gators, during this fourth hour. It's such a great honor to be back with Brother Alex, who is my mentor, and I thank God for him and for his powerful staff there at InfoWars. You guys are literally transforming and transliterating the world. All right. The House of Cards, the coming fall of the Biden crime family. I want to get into the late son of Joe Biden, Bo Biden. Now, Bo Biden at the time, going back during the year of 2008, 2009, and 2011, Bo Biden had created the Bo Biden Foundation for the Protection of Children. Now, at the time in 2011, when his father was
Vice President of these United States for America, Joe Biden, both Biden, including Hunter Biden, and Barack Obama visited Penn State University. Now, one may say, what does this have to do with the House of Cards, the coming fall of the Biden crime family? Glad you asked. Because Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, okay, Hunter Biden and Bo Biden visited Penn State University a month before the outbreak of the Jerry Sandusky conspiracy. Now, I'm not trying to put two and two together, but my job here today is to present the facts, and it's up to you, the American people, to come up with the proper conclusions. As we're talking about this house of cards, the coming fall of the Biden crime family. So in 2011, okay, going back to 2011, October 2011, a month before the Jerry Sandusky case went live. Now, Jerry Sandusky was the former assistant football coach under Joe Paterno, who had died, they say, of cancer in 2012. So Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Bo Biden, okay, and Hunter Biden visited Penn State University, not only met Joe Paterno, but met Jerry Sandusky. Now, Jerry Sandusky ran a foundation called the Extra Mile, okay, or the Mile 2 Foundation. The Extra Mile or the Mile 2 Foundation had many names. Going back to 2008, many of these individuals were connected to the life, the financial and the political life of one Joseph Robinette Biden. Concerning the Biden's connection to Robert Allen Stanford in the Stanford Financial Equity Fund, including the Paradigm Financial Equity Group, and including the connection to the Moonies out of South Korea, okay, to James Park. Wait a minute now. So Jerry Sandusky, who is serving a 30 to 60 year prison term, was connected to Joe Biden and connected to the Robert Allen Stanford Equity Fund, because many executives who sat on the Jerry Sandusky Foundation, the Extra Mile Foundation, also sat on the board of Burisma, sat on the board, okay, of Rosemont Seneca, sat on the board, okay, of the Bahia Harvest International Group out of China. Wait a minute now. What does Jerry Sandusky and his former executive foundation called the Extra Mile Foundation have anything to do with Joe Biden? Because when Jerry Sandusky was exposed, Joe Biden, under the direction of Barack Hussein with 1,000 different aliases, Obama, was mum concerning both Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky, okay? And so the Bo Biden Foundation, okay, the Foundation for the Protection of Children, had on its executive board Hunter Biden. Now, when you look at the logo there of the Bo Foundation, the Bo Biden Foundation, which they have a P.O. Box, 7819. Now, wait a minute. Now, I'm confused now. If this foundation is the conduit for millions of dollars, why is Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the Biden family, why don't they have a regular address? It is a shell company for the conduit of millions of dollars, okay, for child pedophilia and child sacrifice. Now, somebody said, well, Bishop, you have lost your mind. I don't think so, because this Joe Biden bloodline that goes back 7 to 8 generations of slave owners out of Scotland, out of England, migrating to Delaware and Maryland during the early part of the 1800s, who were also members of the Odd Fellows Secret Society, another topic for another day. Now, the EIN number, the employee employer identification number for the Bo Biden Foundation is 47-450-7397, which they specialize in for the prevention of child abuse and sexual abuse. But yet at the same time, they have a pervert on their executive board, this crackhead Hunter Biden. Now, Hunter Biden is, exposed now because of this laptop, okay, in connection not just to money laundering, okay, in connection to Burisma out of Kyiv in the Ukraine, and also being connected to Chinese intelligence. But Hunter Biden, excellent picture there, guys. Hunter Biden, along with his father, were complicit in nationalizing the private bank out of Kyiv in the Ukraine. Now, when we're talking about the coming fall of the crime family called the Biden crime family, let's look again at the life of Jerry Sandusky in connection to Joe Biden, whom Joe Biden met Jerry Sandusky a month before the Jerry Sandusky conspiracy was exposed. Now, in connection of Biden money to a man by the name, going back to 1972. Now, what I'm about to ready to reveal to you is going to absolutely blow your minds as we're talking about the coming fall of the Biden crime family. Now, as we go back to 1972, there was a Pakistani billionaire, a financier, by the name of Agha Hassan Abedi, capital A-G-H-A-H-A-S-A-N Hassan Abedi, capital A-B-E-D-I. He created in 1972 one of the most corrupt banks in world history, okay? The BCCI Bank, okay? The private bank that is connected to Chinese intelligence, to the Mossad, excellent link there, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mossad, to the CIA, to the KGB, and Pakistani intelligence. So the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, with Hassan Abedi, personally financed the political career of Joseph Biden in 1972, okay, which was the same year that his wife, Nelia Hunter Biden, was involved in a horrific car crash, all right, that also had killed their daughter, Naomi. Now, when we come back in the third segment, we're going to connect these political ley lines concerning the House of Cards and the coming fall of the Biden crime family.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, the number one radio and television show in America and around the world, with your host and moderator, Bishop Larry Gators. We're talking about the coming fall of the Joe Biden crime family. House of Cards, the coming fall of the Biden crime family. Now, when we left off with this corrupt bank that I want to talk about for the next 2 to 3 minutes, this BCCI bank. Now, remember the 2009 movie with Clive Owen, entitled The International was based upon this particular bank, which is now defunct, the Bank of Credit and Commercial International, or Internationale, which was a creature of the Central Intelligence Agency. So then Joe Biden is a creature of the CIA. Now, Joe Biden, his connection with the BCCI Bank out of Karachi, okay, in Pakistan, which its international headquarters at the time was in the nation called Luxembourg, okay, which also financed later the SNL scandal that was connected to the Clintons, to Jimmy Carter, to John McCain, who was a traitor, including one Joseph Biden. And so then now that brings us to the Burisma Holdings Group out of Kyiv in the Ukraine. Now, there is a man by the name of Mykola Slavesky. Now, Mykola Slavesky is connected to the bloodline out of Latvia, going back to the year 1705, to the Kirchner family. Now, I'm not saying that the term Kirchner concerning the son-in-law of our president is connected to this, and he is not. I'm just saying that the bloodline of one Mykola Slavesky goes back to 1705 to out of Latvia, which their original name was the Kirchner family, capital K-U-S-H-N-I-R, which later was changed to N-E-R during the early part of the 1800s. So Mykola Slavesky, excellent picture there, ladies and gentlemen, concerning Burisma Bank. Now, Burisma Bank is the epicenter of this corruption surrounding one Joseph Biden, because he wanted the private bank that was created by Mykola Slavesky to be nationalized in 2016. Why? Because Joe Biden wanted to hide his complicit connection into money laundering, which is also on the laptop of one crackhead, Hunter Biden. Another topic for another day. Now, the Biden family, their money is closely connected to Chinese intelligence, okay? To a man by the name of Chen Wengi, okay? Capital W-E-N-Q-I-N-G. So Chen Wengi, ladies and gentlemen, as we're talking about laying this foundation concerning the House of Cards, the coming fall of the Biden crime family and syndicate. So the Bank of China, the Agricultural Bank of China, the China Construction Bank, and the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China all have not just Chinese intelligence money, but also Mossad money and Pakistani intelligence money, including money through the Biden family. I told you at the very beginning of today's broadcast that Joe Biden and his family is the greatest, is the worst corrupt family in American political history. So Joe Biden's connection to Chinese intelligence, to the Ministry of State Security, which is the Chinese equivalent of the American CIA, to Chen Wengi, who is the head of the Ministry of State Security, okay? So the Ministry of State Security in the Biden family, with Hunter Biden owning 10% of a Chinese equity group out of Shanghai, China, called the Bahia Harvest Group. Now, in connection to the Paradigm Global Advisory Group and the connection to the Rosemont Seneca Group, which was created by Christopher Hines, the stepson of one John Kerry, okay? So Christopher Hines, Devin Archer, and Hunter Biden had created the Rosemont Seneca Equity Firm in 2009. Which is also connected to Ukrainian uranium and to the Russian uranium deal, which this Jezebel, okay, Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, Oberi Sotoro, gave away, sold 20% of American uranium, which thereby President Putin kicked back a check for $145 million to who? To the Clinton Foundation and to the Clinton Global Initiative. You're dealing with devils, as we're talking about this house of cards, the coming fall of the Biden crime family. Now, in our conclusion, Joe Biden's connection to a major corporation out of China entitled the China Petroleum and Chemical Corporation that's ran, you got it, by Chinese intelligence, by the Ministry of State Security, which is the Chinese equivalent of the American CIA. That's also is connected to the Paradigm Global Advisory Group, connected to the Rosemont Seneca Partners Group, which is ran by the Biden family, who are then connected to a man by the name of Tom Skodol, capital S-C-O-T-T-O. Well, he's a fixer, okay? Tom Skodol was the former president of New York's Detectives Endowment Association Union that's connected to the old Tammany Hall, okay? Going back to 2002. So Tom Skoda is the unindicted, notice these legal terms, the unindicted co-conspirator by federal prosecutors, okay, in connection to organized crime. So Tom Skoda, his connection to Joe Biden, these two gentlemen are connected to the Lucchese family and the Gambino family here in New York City. But yet, Joe Biden wants us to elect him to be the president of the United States. It's not going to happen. Now, in my conclusion, in 2004, Joe Biden sat on the board of the Bernard L. Madoff Investment Securities Group. Wait a minute now. The same Bernie Madoff, whose real name goes back to the 1600s, out of Latvia, okay, and later Poland, Mio Dalniki family, capital M-O-I-M-I-O-D-O-W-N-I-K-I, which that bloodline is related to the Robinette family, into which the bloodline of Joe Biden married into during the mid-1800s. These are corrupt devils, okay, concerning the House of Cards, the coming fall of the this crime family, this crime syndicate called the Biden family. Now, in my conclusion, so then the Bidens is they're also connected to a mobster by the name of Anthony V. Lotito, capital L-O-T-I-T-O. He's connected to the Gambino crime family, to the Bonanno crime family, and to the Lucchese family. He runs the J.P. Lotito and Company here in New York City, whereby he co-created, along with James Biden, the younger brother of Joe Biden, the Globex Financial Advisory Group and the Lion Hog Group, which is now owned by James Biden, who also owns the AmeriCorps International Securities Group, which is a shell company for foreign money, okay? Now, in my conclusion here, we have to say that the Biden family is one of the most corrupt families in American political history. And also Joe Biden, he was connected to the BCCI scandal in the 1970s, including the SNL scandal with Charles Keating, okay, along with Michael Milken, connected to the savings, Lincoln Savings and Loan conspiracy, including John Sellout McCain, the Bush family, and John Kerry, who is connected to the late mobster, okay, and this is going to blow your mind, to the late mobster, okay, Whitey Bulger. They're all complicit in these House of Cards, the coming fall of the Biden family. And I thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.